I'm Derek Bullard, and welcome to Reaching Out to the Community. Thousands of eager spectators gathered at the Parc Jacques Cartier on Monday morning, one of the many areas in the Eastern Townships to witness this celestial marvel of a solar eclipse. From early hours, anticipation filled the air as attendees awaited the 3 minutes and 23 seconds of darkness that descended precisely at 3:27 p.m. But what is even more astonishing is the dedication of some enthusiasts who camped out overnight in their camper vans, ensuring that they had prime positions to witness the solar eclipse firsthand.
I'm from Stoneham here.
Okay, can you describe the setup that you have here?
Big camping van, so we came here just to see the eclipse. And we came here to camp for the night and then be ready in the morning to settle here and wait for the eclipse.
Yes, great. So was there any particular reason why you chose to come to Sherbrooke and the Jacques Cartier Park?
Yeah, of course, because it's the place where it's the longest, the eclipse lasts the longest, and also I knew this place before. I came here to work last summer, so I knew a bit the place.
As I walked amongst the crowd, I quickly realized that we had enthusiasts from all corners, including Tyler McBride, who traveled quite some ways to witness the solar eclipse. Let's hear a snippet of Tyler's journey and find out how he ended up in Sherbrooke.
Where are you from?
Maryland, Southern Maryland.
Southern Maryland, okay, so you made the trip all the way here to Sherbrooke.
Yeah, it's about 10 hours.
Did you get here this morning? Or?
I got here Saturday night, yep. I was initially in Montreal, though. Drove down here from Montreal.
Was that your original plan, to go to Montreal and view the eclipse? Or?
Yeah, so initially, starting Friday, me and my brother's here too, we were going anywhere we could. Initially, we were going to go to Ohio. Then we were thinking about going to San Antonio. Okay. At one point, we were going to go to Little Rock, Arkansas. But every time we looked it up, the weather was bad. Okay. So initially, we were going to go to Burlington, Vermont. And we just went to Montreal because we couldn't find any hotels in Vermont. But then Vermont winds up getting bad weather. So we wound up finding this little spot in Canada, in Quebec. And it was like, hey, let's go here. So really, we decided to come here yesterday afternoon.
Really? Okay, so it was a last minute thing.
Last minute, and it turned out pretty well.
Now, for Tyler to make this trip and witness this event under ideal circumstances was all part of his hobby.
Is it a hobby for you?
Or? Yeah, it's a hobby. I'm an amateur astrophotographer. Take pictures of the moon and the sun. I got a solar filter on my telescope here. Getting a couple good shots so far.
So can you describe a little bit of what you're using?
Yeah. So I got a reflector telescope. It's a StarSense Explorer. 130 millimeters, about 5 inches in diameter. Got a Sony A6700 on there with an eyepiece attachment. Using a 2x Barlow lens for the on the telescope, kind of helps with focusing, get things crisp in the camera. But that's really all it is. Okay. It's a manual telescope, so I gotta physically move it to kind of where I want to get it to. Guy over here, he has an electric tripod, so it automatically tracks it. Much easier. He has a whole lot more equipment than I do. Right, but this is just my little amateur setup.
So if you're not filming eclipse, what do you normally do with it?
Just stargazing, planetary objects, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, whole lot of pictures of the moon, a lot of lunar photography. That's really what I've been getting into. The smaller the objects you're trying to look at, the harder it is to capture them, so it's a challenge. But it's a challenge that I'm up for. I really enjoy it.
How do you plan to document, or how does it work? Do you have a website, or what do you do to document
this? Nope, I just send it to my friends.
All for your friends, okay.
Just all for my friends, my own personal enjoyment. Yep. I post it to social media.
Those present at the Jacques Cartier Park no doubt spotted many with telescopes and impressive setups. Our enthusiast, Tyler, mentioned spotting one particularly impressive arrangement. So on his advice, we decided to approach and ask a couple of questions.
I'm Bibiane, and this is Larry.
And where are you from?
We're from Port Elgin, Ontario. That's on Lake Huron. We were supposed to go to Niagara Falls.
Okay, yes.
But that didn't look so good, so we headed this way.
What brought you to Sherbrooke? Anything in particular?
We were here for the eclipse, and we were checking all the forecasts, all these different programs that were checking cloud coverage, and it looked like around here would be clear, so that's why we came here.
Tell me a little bit about your equipment, what you're using.
Four cameras going here. Okay. We've got a little GoPro that we're just for the fun for to watch people's reactions.
Yep.
He's got a brand new, I don't even know what to call it. A big camera with a big lens that he was going to take time lapses every so many minutes to see the whole progression.
Okay.
And then we're hoping that just as the moon is over the sun, that we'll be able to see the corona and the Bailey's beads and all that. And then he's got two other cameras just for other backups and for other portions.
Okay, and you have a battery backup to run everything?
Oh yeah. He's got a battery backup there and the board with all the cables going on it so we don't trip on them too much. And we've got a table set up here for all the equipment. And we were here quite early, around 9 o'clock this morning.
Okay, obviously you're here for the eclipse, but that doesn't happen as often. So what do you normally take pictures of?
We just retired a few years ago, right at the start of the pandemic. And we like nature shots, birds. And we've been traveling to like southern Ontario, Pelee Island, and Costa Rica and other countries down there to mostly for birds in flight. He likes to take them as they're moving.
So how do you document your work? Is it online or do you have a website?
He puts stuff on Facebook, but we also have he has a program that he makes albums out of all the various trips or collections of events.
As the eclipse reached its peak, the atmosphere was charged with wonder and amazement. I witnessed as the crowd gasped in unison as the moon crossed in front of the sun, casting a shadow over the landscape. It was a moment of unity where strangers became companions in shared astonishment, marveling at the beauty and grandeur of the universe. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.